This is the 16th episode of the Modcast, where we're going to be talking about God's discipline. Please right now subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, and check out all of our audio platforms, which will be in the link in the description. All right, so God's discipline, we already addressed how that's a key characteristic of God in the first episode. We already did how that's one of the key characteristics. But I don't think we dug in much of what it really looks like in action and how God's discipline has no negative effects to it at all. The only thing that negative that could come from God's discipline is us rejecting it and not wanting him to refine us and sanctify us further. So the passage that we're going to read from first is Hebrews 12 verses 5 through 6, which reads, "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives." So right there in verse 6, we read, "For whom the Lord loves, he chastens." So, or disciplines, either or. And that's an encouragement, because we know if we're being disciplined or chastened by the Lord, that he loves us. It means that he's paying attention to us. If we weren't one of his children, he wouldn't be trying to further grow us by showing us something. And it's crazy. Sometimes there's a lot of things in our lives that we don't even see until God begins to bring that up in a certain area and discipline us and say, and then we start to see and we question things and we see, oh, this is the Lord trying to do something in this area of my life. How am I going to respond to it? And so God's discipline is a good thing. Discipline's usually a word that comes with the meaning of, oh, something bad. A lot of times we hear it like in school, we think, oh, he's disciplined, oh, that their parents discipline them. But God's discipline is a good thing. And even a parent's discipline to a child is a good thing. Because whenever children are disciplined at a young age and they grow up, a lot of times it's a cliche thing parents say is, oh, you're going to look back on this and you're going to thank me for doing this. And it's true. It's because whenever we're taught things and we grow in wisdom and insight, we see, oh, that was beneficial for me. And that's what the Lord's always trying to do with us, because he knows the bigger picture. He knows what's going to make us look more like Christ, Romans 8:29. And that's his will for us. So he's always going to be trying to refine us further. And so as his children, he desires to grow us more and more in love with him. And the only way he can do that is by disciplining us. He's a jealous God, and not in a negative, not in a way that's bad, but we're his children. We're rightfully his. And he wants our desires to be pure and afresh for him. And they can't be if we're off chasing things that are contrary to him and his character. So he's always going to be trying to refine us further. Even the most godly men, God is still disciplining and showing them new things in their spiritual walks to grow them in. And the only way he can do this is by sometimes showing us things that are hard. That's the thing. Sometimes if we're being stubborn in a certain area in our life with sin or something, God loves us so much that he's going to want us to cut that out, because he knows that that's not good for us. And he knows that the enemy has a foothold in our life there, and that's not good, because we're not growing spiritually and we're waging a spiritual war. And we can't wage war whenever we're involving in practices that are contrary to what the Lord teaches. And so whenever the Lord's discipline becomes evident in our life, we shouldn't become hostile to it, but we should step into it. And that's why we need accountability, because a lot of time stepping towards that area that the Lord's calling us to refine ourselves in is beneficial. So Beck's going to go off of that.
Yeah, so the main thing, like Grant was saying, is that discipline isn't fueled by God's discipline isn't fueled by hate or wrath or anger, but it's fueled by love, right? God knows that sin hurts us and it hurts him. And so in order to heal us, he has to bring us out of that. And so it's important to know that God's discipline is not his punishment. As children of God, we're not punished anymore by God, because Jesus took all the punishment that we were owed, right? Jesus took it all on the cross. So as Christians, now we're not being punished by God, yet we're just being chastened. We're just being corrected so that we don't continue in sin, which is way worse than God's loving hand pushing us in the right direction. The only way we think it's worse is when you know, we complain about it, we push back against it, we don't want to go in it. We're it's uncomfortable for us, right? When God's pushing us along. So for the Christian, just accept it, right? Just understand that the Lord's doing this for your benefit, for your good, for His glory. And then you're going to look back, like Grant said, and realize the Lord was taking care of me. He was nurturing me. And it's kind of like the story, you know, the prodigal son, right? We get a picture of what God the Father, because that's what this is, and that's what the pictorial language is here when it says that God chastens us or God disciplines us. It's like a father disciplining or correcting his son. That's like the kind of pictorial words that Hebrews uses in the Greek, is like with a father and a son. And the Lord, when we come back to Him, right, after erring, after being in sin, again, He doesn't punish us or look down on us, give us a probation period before we can talk to Him or approach Him through prayer or through the Word, like we think He does, right? Because sometimes we think God is this, you know, almost like a authority in heaven instead of our Father. God's our Father.
Yeah.
And when we come back to Him, He loves that we're just in fellowship with Him again, right? He doesn't punish us over past sin, right? First Corinthians says that love keeps no records of wrong. God chooses to forget our sin. He chooses not to hold us, you know, or deal with us according to our sin. That's what like the Psalms talks about. Praise the Lord for not dealing with us according to our sin, because that should be death, right? An eternal death. And the Lord chooses not to punish us like that. He just chooses to correct us now. And so now, knowing that, okay, God's not punishing me. He's just trying to correct me because He knows that I'm continuing something bad, and He wants me to be healed. He wants me to be whole, and He wants to have fellowship with me. That changes your whole viewpoint, or should, on discipline, and change, you know, maybe what you thought about that word, so that it's something to not shove away, not something to hate or despise, but something to accept. And, you know, it might be uncomfortable because we're prideful people. Oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. Anyone ever tell you you're doing something wrong? Maybe your parents or a friend? Man, it sucks at first, right? Because of our pride. We're like, no way, I never do anything wrong. And then when you actually take a humble approach and look at it, and you're like, yeah, maybe I wasn't talking so nice to that person. Or maybe I really wasn't acting in a loving way. So they're really telling the truth, but a lot of times we have to swallow our pride and get over it. And so as the Lord disciplines us, as the Lord's disciplining us in one certain area of our lives where we're sinning, you know, accept it. And it might take some time, and you have to pray for, you know, for help for the Lord to give you a humble heart. But God's discipline is always necessary and good. It's not bad.
So like Beck said, God's not some authoritarian, well, He is our final authority, but He's not up there trying to judge. That's not what He's doing whenever we say discipline. He's trying to bring us back into right fellowship with Him. And going along with that, that comes with a right understanding of the character of God. If you're not in the Word studying it, you're not going to know that God, the true character of God, and that His love is a righteous love. Because right here in verse 5 in Hebrews 12:5, when it says, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him, that word rebuked is strong. A lot of times we think rebuking is something bad, because it normally is something that's harsh. But sometimes the Lord does have to be harsh with us in certain areas of our lives so that we can come back into fellowship with Him, which is beautiful. And so, going a little bit previous before verses 5 and 6, we're going to look at the first verse of chapter 12, which reads, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So we're going to look at the part of the verse that says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Now, Paul was a man, we read about his conversion in Acts and just his life and the Lord's beautiful, just beautiful faithfulness in Paul's life. And Paul calls himself the chief of sinners. And we see here that he talks about in this first verse, the sin which so easily ensnares us. He knows how it's so easy to become ensnared into sin. And going a little before that, it says, let us lay aside every weight. To lay aside every weight he's even talking about sometimes if we have a language problem, that's, you know, maybe it's not bad, but it's something that reoccurs and gets rekindled. Maybe it's a pornography problem, and sometimes we'll go months doing good, but we'll still slip up. He wants us to lay aside every way. He wants us to get rid of all those little tendencies that are even in disobedience to the Lord, because we don't store up so much favor against the Lord and then he gives us a pass to sin. Sometimes mm-hmm. that's how people think. No, we're supposed to get rid of sin in our life, and it's gone. The old has passed away, the new has come. Yeah. And that's what Paul's talking about here, is let us lay aside every weight so that we can run the race. You can't run a race with tons of weights on you. Uh-uh. You need forgiven. You need to be set free. And that takes discipline. And on the other side of discipline, we see the love of our master. We see our Lord's righteousness and justice on the front side of it, but on the other side, we see his love all along. And so the question we have to ask ourselves is, how are we responding to certain tests the Lord is presenting to us? We know that the Lord tempts no man, but we know that he does give us tests. And why does he give us tests? Because he wants us to pass them so that we may become closer to him. He mm-hmm. may give us a friend in our life yeah. that has a tough attitude towards us. Mm-hmm. And he knows that we have a problem with patience. And he wants to grow us in that area of patience by being loving and long-suffering with that friend. And that's why he gives us that test of how are we going to respond to that? Are we going to realize that Christ calls us to be long-suffering with people and grow in the area of patience, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5? Or are we going to say, no, I still want to be hostile towards this person? Because the Lord's always looking to give us those tests to open up our spiritual eyes more and more to people around us and be more receptive to places that we can disciple the word of God. And so let's ask ourselves that question. How are we responding to tests? Because I guarantee you there is, even if it's a small test that the Lord is tasking us with, to see, all right, how can I grow in Christ today, each day? And as men of God, discipline, as we referred to in the very first video, is a big character trait of a man of God. What does your day look like? What do your mornings look like? Who do the people you go to look like? What are we doing with our lives on a daily basis? Are they generally leading on a spectrum that's growing us toward the Lord? Or do we see ourselves avalanching constantly? And so the verse that I think goes great with this and has always been on my heart regarding discipline is Proverbs 10:17, which reads, "Whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray." Mm-hmm. It's very straightforward. If we're ignoring the Lord's correction and rebuke, and even the correction of others, we're going to end up leading others astray. Why? Because we won't have the word in us. We won't be filled afresh with the Spirit. We're not going to be able to lead people in a direction towards the Lord. Mm-hmm. But if we heed discipline, which follows all of these things we're talking about now, we see all throughout Scripture, Jesus lived a disciplined life. All men of God and women who love the Lord have a disciplined lives. And it's so beautiful because it doesn't even come to a point of, oh, this, I have to get up early to do this. It comes to a point of love. You love just living for the Lord that your life looks so set apart from everyone else's. And that's by truly leaning into what the Lord has. So when we see God's discipline, we should be glad in our lives. God's discipline is a perfect discipline. There's no blemishes in God's discipline. We can always know that it's going to lead us in a closer relationship with him. And it shows us how much he really cares about us, which is such a beautiful picture. And so, yeah, ask ourselves that question, how are we responding to certain tests? And let's go towards those joyfully. And it's great to have accountability in those times of whenever the Lord's convicting us of something, being able to open it up with a fellow brother or sister. So also lean towards that if you haven't already opened up with a brother or sister about something the Lord might be pressing upon your heart regarding discipline. So yes, thank you for tuning into the 16th episode of the Modcast, where we talked about God's discipline and how it's something beautiful and not to be feared. Please again, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, and this video, as long as all of our others, will be linked in the description on audio platforms. Thank you. Peace.